The Torah begins Parshas VeYikra, and the pasuk says Adam ki Yaakov mikem karbon. And it's most interesting, why over here does the Torah choose to call a person? We're speaking to Klal Yisrael, the halacha of karbonos applied to Klal Yisrael, and why are we called Adam? It should have said Ish or Daba Bnei Yisrael. The Sefer David Tzedek explains that when we think about the whole concept of Kabbonis, the concept of Kabbonis, and what is the understanding of bringing an animal as a carbon, so he explains that when a person does an Aveira, what he is doing is that he's showing that he's not acting as an Adam. An Adam, as Chazal teach us, in Adam Oiver Aveira, a person who's in the category of an Adam, a person who's a true mensch, a person who's a true human being, ein adam ayver averim kein nitnas by ruach shtus. The nasa, and what the person becomes is an animal. At the moment a person is doing an aveira chas v'shalom, then what he's doing is he's adapting the behavior of a behema, and even though he is an adam, he's the person, the human being that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, he adapts to behave like an animal. And that's why he explains that a person, when does he bring a carbon? He brings a carbon when he did a very b'shogig. When he did an a very b'shogig, he's still truly an Adam. But for that moment that unfortunately he did the Avera, the behemoth part, the part that acts not like an Adam, took control over him. But if a person unfortunately does Averis b'mezid, that person is not an Adam anymore. That person has lost his connection to being a true Adam. Because the definition of an Adam is when a person controls all of his senses and all of his activities. A person who does an Aveira b'mezir rechman atzlan is no longer he in control, the part, he's out of control. That's what the Torah says. Adam ki yakar mikem karbon. Recognize that you are an Adam. And therefore, since you are an Adam, you have the ability to control your acts. And even if chas v'shalom, you do an Aveira. Even if chas v'shalom, you do an Aveira. And what you need to do is take back control. Take back the Adam part. Take part back the part that you are in control. And kiyakar mihem carbon, bring the animal as a carbon. Show that you are discarding that type of activity. That the Adam in you will control the behemah in you. And what you will do is takrivu kabarnchem. You will take that away, and that's how you become back close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That moment of separating yourself from being an Adam is a moment of weakness. And we come to recognize that weakness. And therefore we bring the animals of carbon to say that that was a fleeting moment. And we are now coming back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why we specifically find the Yikra. And as Rashi teaches us, that before HaKadosh Baruch Hu called us out, he called us out with a Lashon Shel Chiba, v'yikra el Lashon Chiba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls out to the human being and says, I love you, I recognize you, and I know that you are special. And even if I see, Chas v'Shalom, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol, that you have fallen, you have stumbled, and you've done an Aveira, it's for a moment that that took place. And when you come to recognize who you really are, you take that part of you, you bring it as a sacrifice, and you come close back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Medrash says, the Pasuk says in our parasha, Nefesh Kisechta. Says the Medrash, Omer Rabbi Shua, the Siknin B'Shem Reb Levi. Shisha Pa'amin Kosov Ka Nefesh. The Pasuk uses the word Dechta 6 times. Nefesh Keneged Shesh Shemei Breishis. The Pasuk uses the word Nefesh 6 times, corresponding to the Shesh Shemei Breishis. Omla HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Nefesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Nefesh, Kom Asher Barasi B'Shesh Shemei Breishis, Everything that I've created in the Shesh Shemei Bereshis, Leberasi El B'Schuscha, I created only in the merit and the schus of human beings. V'at yoitzis v'chatas, and now you do go in Aveira, nefesh kisechta. And I saw the Sefer Yad Yecheskel explains, what is the Medrash teaching me that the Torah says nefesh kisechta 6 times connected to Shesh Shemei Bereshis? So he explains that the Yerushalmi, the Masechta Demai, says that on Shabbos we need not be concerned that a person, even an Amoritz, even an unlearned person, will say something not true. Eima Shabbos Alav. He has Shabbos. He has the concern that today is Shabbos. Shabbos is a day that we are connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says the Gematria of Yiras Elokim is Shabbos. So he says as follows. He says, Nefesh Kisechta, a person does an Aveira. And if a person does an Aveira, why and how does the person come to do an Aveira? Because as we just discussed, he becomes distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Adam that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created with that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Pasuk says, during the week it's possible for a person, 6 times does the Torah say, Nefesh Kisechta. It's impossible for a person to become disconnected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu during the week. But as soon as a person has in him that level of Yiras Shamayim, which, as we just said, is represented by Shabbos, then we don't have to worry that the person is going to be disconnected. And what the carbon brings, and what the Aveira, what the carbon is here to tell us, is that you are supposed to be a Yiras Shamayim. You are supposed to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if that's the way you're going to live, and you don't let the other part that can influence you have any influence over you, then you'll be a Yiras Shamayim, and you won't do any Averis. But when we speak about that concept, the concept is a lot deeper. The Pasuk says, Nefesh Kisechta, Umol Mal B'Hashem, V'kichesh B'Misa B'Bekodin. The Torah says that a person was dishonest in his dealings with somebody else. Yet the Torah says, Umolo mal b'Hashem. So we know that the mitzvah ben adam l'chaveroi and the mitzvah ben adam l'makoim. Here the Torah is clearly describing a situation about adam l'chaveroi. And even though the Torah is describing a situation about adam l'chaveroi, the Pasuk calls it Umolo mal b'Hashem. What does the Torah mean to teach us here? The Torah means to teach us here is that even the Ben Adam L'Chaveroi, even and our actions between us and other people, the way we behave is always influenced by us realizing who we are. And if a person doesn't act the way he's supposed to act, if he's dishonest, Chas V'Shalom, then Mola Mal B'Hashem, he's creating, he's showing that he doesn't recognize what's special about a human being and what's special about his special connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So it isn't just that he violated something against somebody else. Umol mal b'Hashem! He's violating what's supposed to be between us and a Kadosh Baruch Hu. When a person realizes that he's connected to Hashem, then everything he does will be done properly. And we find this the same by Yosef HaTzadik. When the Eishes Pitifar tried to seduce Yosef, the Pasuk says, V'yimoyen, V'yomel Eishes Adonov, Hein Adoni Loyoda Iti Mababayis, my owner, the owner trusts me, V'chol Ashiyesh Loynosim B'yodi, and then the Gol Babayis is Amimeni, V'loychosach Mimeni Me'uma, Ki'im Oysuch Bashat Ishtoi. He says about this, Yosef describes the special relationship that he has with his owner, Pitifar, and how could he violate that special trust that was given to him by doing something with his wife? Ve'ech es arog doyle azois. Truly a description of a relationship of Ben Adam L'Chaveri that existed between Yosef and Pitifar. But what Yosef ends off is with the words, V'chotosi l'loikim. If I do this, it won't just be a violation of Ben Adam L'Chaveri. Because when a person doesn't act the way he's supposed to act, Ben Adam L'Chaveroi, he's recognizing that his Ben Adam L'Mokoim is not the way it's supposed to be. It's V'chotosi L'Elokim. And therefore the Torah HaKadosha says that Yosef says, I recognize what it means to be a person in this world. I recognize that the Adam has to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore everything I do, not just Ben Adam L'Makayim, but even Ben Adam L'Chaveri, has to be influenced by that knowledge. And if I don't act that way, if I don't act the way I'm supposed to act, V'chotosi L'Elokim, it's not just Ben Adam L'Chaveri, it's Ben Adam L'Makayim.